Like this call meeting at 1:00 PM for real.
We did get a response from the auditors. I haven't had a chance to review. I've been away, and then I've had business issues crop up. So I'd like to postpone this and 239 until next week, and then be able to share with everyone once I have a better sense of what I have before me.
Motion second to postpone 238 and 239. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
Thank you.
Postpone.
Thank you.
290, thank you. 290, confirming appointment of Dawn Stater as personnel director. Okay. I motion.
Okay. I'll move it.
Move second. Can I get a second? Mueller? No second?
I'll second.
Chairman Bell?
I'm not
discussion?
We do. We have it in the back of the materials. And I believe that she's here. She wants to speak to us. If anybody wants to entertain that,
you'd like to speak.
Hi, Dawn Stater. I'll give you a little background on me that might not be on my resume. I am a town of Ulster resident or Ulster County resident for my entire life. I was born and raised in Tilson, graduated from Kingston High School, left 2 weeks after graduation to join the military. I was in the Navy. I was a supervisor of equipment and aircraft elevator operations on an aircraft carrier where I met my husband and dragged him back to New York with me, where I worked on my master's degree. I have my minors in human resources management. I also have a SHRM certified professional credential, which is big with human resources management as well. I look forward to hopefully serving this county.
So I did notice in, and I didn't get to read the whole thing, but your expertise is in training and development and in hiring, is that correct?
Yes, talent acquisition, training, development, personnel, transactions, things on that
nature. Okay, so employee relations, those types of things.
Yes.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Thanks. A large part of what our personnel office does is manage civil service for all of the various towns. What kind of experience or knowledge do you have in that area?
I don't know a lot of background in civil service besides my military, but as it translates to human resources, it's not that different. When it comes to making job descriptions, salary ranges, applying those to the jobs themselves, personal transactions, moving people from one thing to another. I do realize that there are added steps involved when it comes to civil service.
Very much. With
my prior military experience, it's adaptability and learning as you go.
Okay. Thank you.
Any other questions? Discussion? All those in favor? Vote?
I'll vote to move it to the floor.
All those in favor? Opposed? Okay.
I'll move it for discussion.
I'm going to go read one, please.
For the reasons that I last time, I'm going to be voting no. I think that this opens us up to some very serious issues with our not-for-profits. You know, I'm sure that they can raise the salaries of the employees that make less than $15 an hour, but the cost is going to be passed out back on the taxpayers. So I'll be a no.
Any discussion? All those in favor?
Something wrong.
All those in favor? That's it, Archer. You're in favor?
In favor. Yes, thank you. Sorry.
Legislative Parody?
Yes. I can't raise it, that's why.
Two opposed. Okay. 294, funding. I'll read it as it is first. Creating two full-time positions within the Department of Social Services.
I'll get a motion.
Well, can I get a motion to amend?
We should probably move for discussion first.
You're right.
Second.
All right, discussion. Now, can we get a motion to amend it from creating to funding? I'll make that motion. Wait a second.
It's got to be two.
The position
doesn't
already
matter. Fair enough.
That, thank you. So the discussion part of it is this position already exists.
What you're saying
is the funding of these lines, so just to be more clear.
Did this fail?
I'm not sure. I was distracted.
You were good with that? You were seconding that, Chair Donaldson?
Yeah. No, you said
the amendment. It's to change the word from creating two full-time positions to funding, because these two positions already exist.
They already
exist. We just need to fund them. Okay. All those in favor of the amendment?
I'll vote in favor of the amendment.
Okay. Any opposed? Okay. Then. Okay.
On the resolution, I'm going to be a no. I feel like we pretty well opened the floodgates on you know, putting things into the budget or funding things in the budget in the middle of the year. Last month when we, you know, sent more than $500,000 annually to the DA's office. I just think that you know, why even have a budget if we're going to, you know, drastically change it, you know, over and over again in the middle of it? You know, I mean, directly in the middle of it.
So I'll just say that for these two positions, we defunded roughly 40 positions in the Department of Social Services. At the time that we were making those decisions with the commissioner, we said, this is where we're at as far as COVID. We have no idea what our finances are going to be next year. We need you to be able to deliver services with the minimal amount of staff possible, knowing that if anything changes, we'll take a mid-year look and see what the workloads are, and if positions are needed, we'll come to you all to advocate for them to be funded again. Out of 40 positions, they're requesting two, and these are the only two coming from social services this year. One is an early intervention specialist, we didn't need it for most of 20 and 21 because of people not going to school, these children were not identified as much, and the workload was down. Now the workload is up, and the commissioner feels that we need this. The other position is a typist and administrative assistant for the legal division. Right now we have attorneys answering phones, rep drafting much of their own paperwork, which we feel would be more appropriate for this position.
I mean, just to respond to that, you know, I respect everything that he just said. I'm still a no, and, you know, quite frankly, if that conversation was had with the Director of Social Services that, hey, if you can't do it, you know, we'll put the funding back in or whatever, if we get more funding, then that should have been relayed to the appropriating body. You know, I feel like we passed the budget the way it was, and now we're here amending it to the tune of hundreds of thousands of dollars.
Yeah, I think it would be helpful to understand what has changed in the department, what the volume has been. We don't have any data as to, you know, why they need it now. And I think that would be helpful. So with that, I think it would be helpful to postpone it until next week till we can get additional information with regards to what the volume changes in the department precipitate the need for this.
Is that a motion? Motion then? Second. Second postponement?
I mean, I'll second the postponement, but I'd like to hear about the volume changes because I don't believe that that's the reason. But.
Well, I thought that's what he just said. Maybe
I'm misunderstood.
Again, the workloads on early intervention have picked back up, and so that is for the early intervention
specialist. But what does that mean? That's the volume.
I know.
And on the other end, there's lots of phone calls and paperwork to be done. I will just say, and I know we should always be kind of responsive and responsible to both pockets, but for this one, on the county share, I believe it's the tune of $6,000 for the rest of this year for two positions. So I know you were talking about maybe the DA's office and other things, you said hundreds of thousands of dollars. I just want to clarify that this resolution is about $6,000.
Correct. This resolution is about $6,000. Thank you for your clarification. I was speaking about the several other resolutions that are in this packet, as well as the $500,000 that we sent to the DA's office last week.
We do have a motion on the floor for the second.
I'll second.
Your second postponement. Discussion, Chair Donaldson.
I think it's we adjusted due to COVID at one point, and now that COVID's over, we have to adjust back on certain issues, particularly this particular issue. So on my mindset is, we can postpone it, but it's sort of a common sense thing, it seems to me.
I don't disagree, but that's the whole idea of the postponement, is so that we can get some data to inform our decision, and I think that's reasonable.
All those in favor of postponing?
Aye.
Opposed?
You oppose.
So that fails.
That fails. All right, well then, on the resolution itself?
I'm a no.
Yes. I'm a no until I can get more information. So unless someone can tell me
favor
something different.
Of, as the organization stands.
Jesus.
You're in favor. Okay. Chair Donaldson, you're also in favor? Opposed?
He's in favor.
What are you?
Opposed.
Okay.
As it stands, if we're not going to postpone it, then I'm going to vote no.
I can't hear you.
If we're not going to postpone it, I'm going to vote no.
Then it's failed.
So it's failed. All right. So 294 has failed, and just to go back, as it pointed out to me, we need 5 to pass, so 292 was also defeated, 4-2, if we don't have 5, so we need 5.
Legislator Parity this year.
Yeah, Legislator Bartels is not here. I thought if he was sitting, on cake.
Only it's an 8-member committee now?
Yeah.
This year? That's the confusion.
Yeah.
I had to commit the process.
I'm going to pass this out. We're on 295. It's right here. Okay. We haven't done 295 yet. This failed.
We'll bring that up afterwards if you want. We'll continue on here. It's a resolution 295 approving the execution of the contract amendment for $27,500 for Anderson Medical. Motion?
I'll move it.
Second?
Second.
And then Archer. Discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? So carried. 296, approving the execution of the contract for $6,650 for Jennifer Evie. Motion?
I'll move it.
Second?
Second.
Discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? 297, amending the Ulster County budget to accept Peel Community Study Fund.
I'll move it.
Second.
Second. Ms. Archer. Discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? 298, amending the Ulster County budget to accept increased funding from New York State Office of Addiction Services. Can I motion?
I'll move it.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? So carried. 299, approving the 2021-2022 Ulster County Community College budget.
Oh, wait, what's going
on? Yeah. Okay. Yeah, right, discussion.
I'll move it.
Move it second.
I'll second it.
All right. Can I ask somebody to make a motion to postpone this because we have the presentation coming up?
I'll make a motion and we postpone it until next meeting.
Discussion, all those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. All right. 300, approving the work order for Dormitory Authority of the State of New York. Can I have a motion?
I'll move it.
Second?
Second.
Second.
Discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? 301, authorizing chair of the Ulster County Legislature to approve the grant application for a New York Connects program. Can I have a motion?
I'll move it.
Second?
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay. 302, approving the execution contract amendment for Gateway Communities. Motion?
I'll move it.
Second.
Second. Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? 303, amending 2021 budget to reflect any additional funding for Brighter Futures Initiative. Motion?
Second.
Discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? 305, approve exclusion contract amendment for Complete Building Solutions. Motion?
I'll move it.
Second? Second?
Second.
Chair Donaldson? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? 309, 306, approving exclusion of contract for 19023 for ZBA Geo Environmental. Okay, motion?
I'll move it.
Second? Chair Donaldson, any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? 309, authorizing chair legislature to execute internal school agreement for internet network services. Motion? Second?
Second.
Discussion?
Yeah, can we get a little more information on this one? 309?
BOSI's.
Yeah, so this is our internet services. So we work with Ulster BOSI's. We contract with them directly. They basically go out to bid and they provide the services.
They buy us our bandwidth, pretty much.
Oh, okay.
This is going back to what, like 2014, 15?
Yeah.
Any other discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? 310, approving the exclusion of contract amendment for Public Safety Psychology.
I'll move it.
Second? Discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? 311, approving exclusion of contract amendment for New York Communications Company.
Second?
Discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? 312, amending Ulster County budget to accept the allocation of funds, New York State Office of Prevention Domestic Violence. Okay, motion? Chair Donaldson, second? Any discussion? All those in favor? Opposed? 314, establishing capital project number 595 for courthouse facial. Any motion? Motion?
I'll move it.
Second? Chair Donaldson, any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? 316, approving exclusion contract for $200,000 for Lothrop Associates.
I'll move it.
Second?
Second.
Discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? 317, amending capital budget for chips. Can I get a motion?
I'll move it.
Second? Donaldson, discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? 318, approving exclusion contract amendment for Town and Bridge, Town and Country Bridge and Rail.
I'll move it.
Second? Archie? Discussion? Chair Donaldson?
I'm second.
Oh. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? 319, approving exclusion contract amendment for Drescher and Malecki.
I'll move it.
Second? Discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? 320, authorizing conveyance of county owned property back to legal owners. Any motion?
I'll move it.
Second? Chair Donaldson? Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? 321, approving memorandum agreement between County of Ulster and Ulster County Civil Service Employees Association. Can I get a motion?
I'll move it.
Second? Discussion?
I'm concerned about the amount of money that this is. I'll be supporting it. I'm sure I wouldn't be the only, I'm sure if I did vote no, I'd be the only no. I just, you know, it's very generous contract.
Any other discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? 322, amending Ulster County budget to adjust salaries for budget and innovation. Can I get a motion?
I'll move it for discussion.
Chair Donaldson, discussion?
Legislator Bartels had asked me to make a motion to postpone this until next week, you know, because she wasn't able to be here tonight and she's got some things to question about it. I have concern about it. I'm going to be voting no on it, as with the rest of the mid-year budget adjustments. You know, I feel strongly that just because we have a better financial position now than we did when we were, you know, imagining our budget, doesn't mean that we make all these mid-year adjustments. It sounds like a great discussion to have during the 2022 budget process.
I
$322.
Any other discussion?
I'll second the postponement.
Oh, sorry. Any discussion on that? All those in favor of postponement?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay. 323, supporting the recommendation of recovering the Resilience Working Family Group. Can I get a motion?
I'll move it.
Second.
Second.
Thank you, Ron.
Thanks. This one I'm also going to make a motion to postpone as well.
Second for the postponement?
I'll second it.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
I mean, we can if you want. We're going to talk about it next week. We can talk about it now, too. I withdraw my motion for postponement. Legislator Donaldson looked at on the business.
The number of this is, it's 5% administrative costs. Is that what this?
I think you're thinking of that.
That's the next resolution, Dave. That's 324.
Oh, all right. I'm sorry.
I'm pretty sure Legislator Bartels had requested 22, 23, and 24 to be postponed. That's what I was doing.
Okay.
All right. I put my motion to postpone back in.
Thanks.
And I continue to second it.
All those in favor of that postponement again?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? So carried. All right. 324.
I'll make a motion for discussion.
Motion.
Second.
It's less than
5%. Yes.
And what is your right now your when it comes to discretionary spending? Most of the budget, as you know, we all know that it's all accounting.
Right.
We know where it's going. We know what's happening with it. That budget is passed. Now, the ones that are not batch becoming, in other words, that we raise and that we do, what is that?
That's not pass through money? Mm-hmm. Okay, right off the top of my head, I don't have an idea.
Not a lot.
Not a lot. You know, I'm looking maybe $6 million of the 330, if that's pass through.
Now you have $34.5 million.
Of the 34 million is passed through?
No.
Now I have 34, right.
Yeah, you got discretionary
correct.
Spending.
Yeah.
Technically it's passed through.
Well, it is passed through, but it's not earmarked.
Discretionary. It's discretionary.
It is.
Discretionary spending, where we have about 6 million discretionary spending now.
Yeah, maybe it's
we're
more.
We're going up to over 40 million in discretionary spending.
All right, Archer, then Mark.
Yeah, I think there's a lot more discussion that needs to occur before we start definitively adding resources to manage this plan, and I think it would be helpful for us to look at those several resolutions in conjunction, have a conversation even within our caucuses. I mean, from my perspective, I don't know that we have definitive, everybody is moving forward on this, and so at this juncture, if we're postponing the others for an opportunity to have some conversation within our various caucuses, I think it makes sense that this be postponed as well. So I'm making the motion to postpone this one as well.
We already have a motion and a second, so any other discussion on postponement?
I mean, since we're going to talk, Dave, I think, opened the floodgates a little bit, since we're going to talk about it, I absolutely believe that we need to hire some staff to be able to manage the ARP funds. I agree wholeheartedly with Legislator Archer that I believe that discussion needs to be longer than one meeting or 1 month even, perhaps. I think that the finance department is absolutely the right place to put the staff. I have some concern about the amount of money that's being spent. I know that Legislator Donaldson pointed out that, it's less than 5% of the total amount of funding, which, again, is, in line with other, allowances and grants and whatnot, but I don't think that means that we spend up to that amount, and I'm not sure that these salaries are the right amounts, personally. I think that it's not the best practice to put a new division in finance and pay one of the people who's in that new division more money than the director of finance. I think that that's just not proper management administration. I have a lot of concern, like I said, about the amounts. I'd like to understand where they were come from, where the amounts come from. I mean, just looking at them, I feel like, you know, even the village idiot makes a direct comparison, but I'd like to hear straight from the executive's office on where the amounts came from and why not amounts that more match what other comparable positions pay in the county. So right. I know that Legislator Bartels would like to be here for a lot of that discussion, but I felt the need, after pointing out the 5% in this meeting, I felt the need to point out that it doesn't mean that 5% is the amount that we're supposed to spend.
Well, the reason she said it 5% is that most places, that's typically the lowest number that you see for administrative costs on grants. Sometimes they're much more than that. But typically 5% is the lowest amount. So, granted, we don't have to spend 5%, but I'm just making that point. And I also agree, we need to go through this really. In fact, I think the city of Kingston is hiring a consultant to come in at $100,000 to find out how much time and money that they need to put in them, so they need to put on staff to spend their money. So just letting you know, just pointing out at that, and the time frame is important. So I think we need to have the conversation. I totally agree with that. But we need to have the conversation. We need to make the time for the conversation and have it. Not keep putting it off. You know what I mean? I mean, that's the conversation.
All right.
We probably should have maybe a separate conversation at this point.
We have a motion and a second for postponement. If it's nothing else that's really pertinent to talk about tonight, let's.
I have one more thing on the postponement. I think that makes sense for the postponement is that this is the first time the resolution has been before us, so we're not continuing to put it off. This is one postponement because Legislator Bartels wants to have the discussion.
All those in favor of postponement?
Aye.
Opposed?
I'm in favor of postponement.
Thank you. All right, so here. 325, this was postponed in economic development.
This is postponed.
Yeah, and I say a few words. Thank you so much. I wanted to share with the members of the committee, and I apologize to the other members. I didn't make enough copies for everybody in the room, but our fiscal stress test report, we do this every year, and Ulster County is not in fiscal stress, which I think everybody is aware of. Neither is any school district or other municipality in the county, and I think that's a really good thing. The test is put out by the Office of State Controller each year. There's a tool you can use to sort of analyze where you're at. It looks at year-end fund balance, operating deficit, cash position, short-term debt. I just will note that the use of fund balance in our budgeting is a little bit of an issue, and that basically to maintain our position, we should be passing structurally balanced budgets. To that end, let me also say, I know you guys have been considering a fund balance policy. I want to make me and my staff available if you have any special meetings or any workshops on that. I have a model policy here. That is something that we put together. It has no ranges. It's X to X percent, really based on what you want to do in the legislature. So I don't know if you have certain folks on this committee that are going to be working on that, but I wanted to offer that. I have that set aside. And then the last thing that I really wanted to share today is just that I know that space has really been an issue, particularly with regard to the passage of the Board of Elections lease. And I'm sitting on a mountain of information that I just think would be helpful to the members of the body in considering leases going forward. And so I put together the information I have. This is a draft. I have not published it. It is out to Tom Jackson for comment. I know that you guys are going to be looking at this tomorrow in Laws and Rules, and since I generally do most of my work with Ways and Means, I figured I would share it with you. Really, there's four different kinds of space the county has, right? We have space that is held in the name of USITA.
We have county-owned space that we occupy, that we hold in our own ownership. We have space that we lease from others, and we have county-owned space that we lease to others. This report does not include cell tower leases. It does not include storage units. And GFOA, Government Finance Officers Association, recommends as a best practice that there be a plain English report on capital assets made to elected officials in any municipal government at least once every 3 years. I think something like this will help you guys when you're looking at leases like Board of Elections, and you can see from the space that we own, we really don't have anything that really meets the need for Board of Elections. I am taking feedback. So if you look this report over and you go, hey, it would be really great to know X, Y, Z, please let me know what that is. We're going to be modifying this over the next couple of weeks, but I wanted to share a copy with you. I'm sorry. I do have two more copies, so I can get ahead of a couple more legislation. So I really welcome your feedback on this to see what would be the most helpful thing going forward. That's all I've got, you guys. Thank you for giving me the opportunity.
Any other new business? New old business? Motion to adjourn.
I'll move adjourn in a second.
Oh. Was there going to be a conversation?
Yeah, we're
going to
read the postponement.
I withdraw my motion for adjournment.
Any postponement? 294.
294.
294.
Yep, 294.
Are you changing?
Four, what was that?
Dave voted for it.
No, that passed.
No, it doesn't.
294 failed.
294 and 292.
You know what?
Yes.
The easiest way to do this is I will make a motion to reconsider the resolution since I was in the prevailing side of the resolution.
Motion. Second.
I'll second.
Second. My turn.
It's back on the table. I make a motion at Legislator Archer's request to postpone the resolution until next week.
Second for postponement. Okay. Yeah. Discussion on postponement. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Aye. Postponed. Thank you.
Make a motion to adjourn.
Second. Donaldson. All in favor?
Aye.
Oh, thank you.
Now it's
now we're hang up. Thank you.
Yeah, I appreciate it.
No.
What was
I thought
it?
Eve was there.
Thank you.
But it's right, 294.
Now it's just yes. Okay. Yes. Yes, you're absolutely correct. Because I think it was confused as 292 failed too, but that never had a postponement on the table.
But I mean, if you want, I could just text you a brief summary because there's going to be nothing going on.
Yeah.
I'll let you know.
I think so.
I'll let you know.